So I was going to campus to go to the library to do some work. On campus, like maybe a couple of days earlier, a woman was sexually assaulted, which is horrible. They had a wanted poster, like a this is what the guy looked like. It was me.
It looked like you.
I mean, it was. I mean,
it wasn't you, but
it
like
wasn't me.
Shut up! I know that. Well, I just clarify.
No. He's right. It was.
I was like, they did post like a picture, and they thought it was the guy, but it was actually like a picture of Kevin.
Yeah. Like the description that they gave, and the draw.
He's like, pretty sad. I was like, no, it was looked like you.
Like, it looked like me. Like I was like,
it was me.
It wasn't me. I don't do that. It wasn't me at all. But the description looked
like. Clarify.
Yeah. Thank you, Gina. I appreciate that. I'd hate for someone to come look for me like, hey, what you. No, it wasn't me.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hello, this is the Hits 96 podcast. My name is Gene O'D.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
DJ Kevin Hayes here.
Yes, we are here back again. And special thank you to Journey Hemp for being our proud sponsor. We actually want to thank them as well because now they're going to be our sponsor through the rest of the year. January of 2024, they have signed on. And super exciting news from Journey Hemp. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. They have a new location. No longer are they just in St. Elmo. Now they have Journey on the River, which is on the North Shore, offering a wide range of high-quality 50-state legal products. And you can go in there and I'll visit now while you're right next to Coolidge Park or walking the bridge. They'll be right there for you. So that's Journey on the River, Journey Hemp. You can get all the details, journeyhemp.com, and we'll be sure to tell you more about them as the episode continues on. But right now,
That's all I want for Christmas.
Natalie's chomping at a Journey Hemp gift certificate?
Yeah, or stuff from Journey Hemp.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So there you go.
So, Kevin, we have ideas. The stores for Natalie.
And yes.
We have two locations.
No, she's talking to Jacob.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
We got you.
There you go, Jacob. Go to Journey Hemp. But I know you were chomping at the bit to talk about this trending thing that's all over social media right now.
How often do y'all think about the Roman Empire?
Yeah. I've heard about this. I have to agree. I don't either. So I guess
Are you sure?
We're not men. Well, maybe we do. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. There's a lot of ties to today's world that started during the Roman Empire.
Well, yeah, I mean, and do I directly think of the Roman Empire as of Caesar, Augustus, all of them? No. Now I may make a reference every once in a while because I have friends who were born on March 15th. And if you don't know, that's the eye to Caesar. That's when Caesar got stabbed.
Oh, see, I don't even know that.
But aside from that,
the only time I ever thought about the Roman Empire was when that movie 300 came out.
That was Greek. That was Athenian.
But that's what I'm saying. I have no idea. Like that type of thing. Like that's what I'm saying. I know, exactly. But that's the only time I ever thought about like that, those times and what's going on and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not even the same time era. So I've never understood why people think, but Nira, you're going to tell us why.
I'm going to tell you why. So April 21st, my birthday, by the way, was the start of the Roman Empire.
Okay.
It was AD 117. So after death, 117. Mm-hmm. It is now France, Spain, Egypt, Turkey, parts of Africa, England, and Romania. It was founded by two brothers who were raised by a she-wolf.
Okay. Romulus and Remus?
Yep. How did you know that? See?
He knows more about it than I do.
Well,
I'm a history buff.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, did you know this? The Roman Empire invented concrete. Think about how many times you step on concrete a day.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't think I thought about
newspapers.
It.
Newspapers. Think about how all of our show prep comes from websites.
So this is just a guy thing then. If you were going to pull it this way, everybody thinks about this.
Exactly.
Stuff constantly.
I think everyone thinks about it.
Well, I thought you were thinking about like talking about the actual Roman Empire.
And that's what I thought too when
the Roman Empire is an era.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it is an era. I mean it was an empire. I mean it was more of like you're thinking more like from the Dark Ages even before the Dark Ages, honestly. All the way up to, like, the Renaissance, depending upon,
See, but the Renaissance was an era. This is the Roman Empire era.
We're living in it?
No.
Oh, but that's what you're talking
about. That's what it is.
About.
The whole time period.
The time period of Roman Empire. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was the trend. Like, so for whatever reason, there are gentlemen out there that have said, on a daily basis, at one point or another, they think about the times of Roman Empire. Not so much what came out of the Roman Empire, I didn't think. I don't know what I've understood about the trend.
Okay.
I just think that I wasn't a manly man enough for this.
Oh. No, I think. Okay, so there was also calendars invented,
yeah.
Books invented mm-hmm. by the Roman Empire, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Central heating and air. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank goodness.
They did air
soap. Yeah, they had central heating if you were really, really rich.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Without electricity.
Well, you could build a fire, and if you do, depending on how you have the ductwork or
ventilation done.
Yeah.
But what about air conditioning?
There's probably a way to have a fan and have stuff blowing. Yeah. Yeah. There's a way to make it work.
I don't know.
I mean, they had aqueducts.
Sure. Maybe
I'm wrong on the AC part. Maybe it's just central heating. Yeah. Because that's what I wrote, central heating. Soap.
Okay.
The mall. They had the first ever mall.
Sure.
A market. Of course, mm-hmm. we love the Chattanooga market. And highways. I talk about highways every day. I'm a traffic reporter.
Now, that I did know. That I did. Some of our highways are still standing.
Yes.
Okay. And are in better shape than some streets here in Chattanooga.
Sure. So, yeah, obviously a lot of great things came out of the Roman Empire. I thought the trend was just about talking about those actual times. But
this is those times. People are inventing. The thing to do was go to free gladiator fights at the Colosseum.
Right.
And they also used to flood the Colosseum and have boat battles. Yeah. Do you know that?
Well,
you're talking about they had nothing else to do. Can you imagine if the Roman Empire had the internet? None of this stuff ever would have happened. But they're doing this like, hey, I got an idea. Let's flood the Colosseum. All right. How are we going to do it? I got an idea. Hold my beer.
And they flooded it, and then they had boats come in.
Boat
battles.
They could
battle. Because people were sick of just the regular fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you know women were also gladiators?
I didn't know that.
Women fought in the Colosseums.
Against other women or against?
Other women, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know they fought men too.
Uh-huh.
They were all prisoners, right?
Yeah.
Some of them did it for like money and betting and stuff.
For clout.
Some, if they won enough, they earned their freedom.
Sure.
In some cases. And then some were just, you know, about that action. So that's what they did.
Remember the movie Gladiator?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
I don't know.
A second one's coming out.
Who is it? Who's in it?
Russell Crowe.
No.
Came out like 2000?
Yeah.
That was fine.
2000.
It's a great movie. You seem to be all into this stuff. You'd love it.
Are you not entertained?
Yes. He's like a slave that has to fight and the whole thing.
Oh.
It's really cool.
Oh,
it's a great movie.
You are
thinking about that.
I don't want to think
about the fighting and the violence. I don't like violence.
Never mind. They had picnics.
Shut up.
I'm sure they did at some point when they weren't fighting.
Okay. Did you know the Colosseum obviously has that big chunk out of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Earthquake.
Yeah. An earthquake. Did you know during the Roman times, divorce was super easy? The law said that you could simply state you wanted to be separated in front of 7 witnesses. And
that's it?
I think I said
done.
They killed her.
No.
Hey, y'all, we having a cookout. What's going on? Hey, I'm done with her. Well.
That's exactly what it was. It was super simple. Most children during the Roman Empire era, because I still believe it's an era, they died before they were 10, and 1 in 4 died before they were 5. So if you had a lot of children as a woman, you were like seen to be like something cool or special.
Because your kids lived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had good genes.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Crazy, huh?
It's crazy.
I mean, you were forced. I think the Roman Empire at one point, I think the Roman soldiers, like Roman males had to serve in the military.
Hmm.
That's why they were so good, because everyone had to serve, and especially if you wanted to serve in the Senate. I think you had to serve in the military as well, if I remember my history correctly.
Do you know why they wore togas?
I have a not safe for work answer, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
Just get a fresh boost of fresh air when you need one?
It was a sign of Roman citizenship. It meant you were...
To wear a toga?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Weird fact and a sad fact, because I love flamingos, but a delicacy of the time was flamingos and flamingo tongues. Gross. 500,000 people died and 1 million animals died. They killed like 10,000 animals there a day.
For food purposes or
for
sacrifice?
Everything. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably several reasons.
Probably, yeah. So that is my book report on the Roman Empire.
Say, you learned quite a bit.
Thank you.
I just, you know, I guess when you think of the Roman Empire and the things that came from the empire,
I guess in
a roundabout way, we do think about it without realizing
right.
mm-hmm. we're thinking about
but that
it.
That means we're talking about all the different areas that different things came out of.
Yeah, I mean, that
like
could
I said,
be true.
I guess I was more, I took
thinking
more,
it,
more literal of like, the guys actually think of like battles at the Roman Empire on a daily basis.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't because think
was,
about that.
Because I think there was another trend. It's like, what is the Roman Empire that thought for women too? And like some women seem like being a boss girl or doing something else that's like kind of out of the fantasy of something else. Like that's the whole point of what I got out of the trend was that
yeah.
people were like, you're randomly thinking
what
about
are you,
random things.
Yeah.
So what random thing do you think about?
Me?
Sure.
Getting murdered.
Okay.
Literally getting murdered.
That's what you think about.
I think about all the time, every day.
That's
yes,
because you're a big true crime fan and all that.
Well,
right?
It's more or less just being a girl and being
sure.
in public, and it's scary out there sometimes.
I do not deny that.
But being murdered or
doing the murdering.
No, I don't care about that. I don't dislike anybody that much to risk my
do you think
lifestyle.
Do you think you've watched enough true crime that if you did kill somebody,
you could
get away with it?
Oh, hell yeah. Totally could.
A lot of people, 100%. A lot of girls do believe that.
Oh,
Natalie,
yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, I believe Natalie could have the perfect crime, but you know how Natalie would get caught? Interrogation.
Why?
You get through the interrogation?
Because you and Devin have the... I love you guys both, but I know my wife, if interrogation, she ain't going to hold up.
I can hold up.
Think so?
Yeah, immediately ask for a lawyer and shut down. Period.
Yeah.
I just that's
I can get away with it.
I can't tell listeners they're not allowed to win and now you can
but,
be tough with the well, I guess because you don't have to say anything, right? Plead the fifth or whatever.
Yeah, I don't have to say anything. I could hire
so that'd be one way to shut it down.
Yeah. That's my first if I ever murdered.
That's what you've learned.
That's what I've learned. Call your lawyer. Get him down there ASAP.
Yeah.
Get someone to bail you out as soon as possible. Yeah. I think about
or
being murdered.
Or have an airtight alibi.
What?
Have an airtight alibi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leave your phone at home.
I feel like we're telling people how to kill somebody.
I'm telling
you. When you go to do the crime
when
or whatever,
I go to do the
leave
crime.
Your phone.
Leave your phone at home.
Because they trace it.
Yes. Take the plates off your car or try and use someone else's car if you can. commit the murder, clean up. If you can, I would suggest taking the person away from wherever they are and just acting like they disappeared.
Right.
Put them in acid. Throw the bones in the river. Hide the murder weapon.
If y'all can see my face right now, everybody's like, oh, Natalie
weapon.
Is so nice and so sweet.
So murdering is Natalie's Roman Empire.
Okay, getting away with murder. How about
getting
that?
Getting away with murder.
Yeah.
Boy,
I got it all planned out, y'all. This, I'm insane.
I mean, I will say, I think the thing that here lately that I think about the most is like interactions with the police. Because it seems like this is always like
mm-hmm.
something that happens. I don't say it happens a lot, but it's like, it seems like it's on the news like every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
There's a kid in... I probably shouldn't say this. You can edit this out. There's a kid in Eastridge that's suing the police department.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly
department.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's a new story.
It's
I'll
crazy.
Edit that out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't want to feed into
sure,
it, you know.
Sure,
but,
yeah,
I mean,
no,
it
but,
is. It's,
but there's something going on.
It is something going on, yeah.
It's
newspaper, Roman Empire, just
I think
saying.
For random things that I think about probably at least once a week, I don't know if it's a daily thing, but aliens.
Really?
The idea of extraterrestrials.
Such a freak, Gino.
I think that's kind of a thing. That
well, it's been in the news a lot, though.
Yeah, it does pop up occasionally.
Do you believe the whole Mexico aliens?
No.
I didn't read into that one, actually. What
you might have been gone.
There was
this Mexican scientist, or he called himself a ufologist.
Yeah, there was people around. Yeah.
And he presented these two alien bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like aliens, like mummified. And
but why do like the aliens we've seen in the movies?
Literally,
that's the part.
If
I'm like,
someone, I mean, it literally looked like he like made it out of plaster, you know, like glue and paper. Like,
you saw it in a movie, and I can make one of those.
Yes.
They used an episode of Cake Boss.
Then it was a cake, wasn't it? Wasn't it a cake?
No, I don't think it was. No, it was
ended up maybe, being a cake.
I thought it was a cake for a while. Maybe I'm wrong.
But, so they obviously proved him wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not the first time either.
Yeah.
He's so tried to pull one over. Crazy. Yeah.
So he's making the other ufologists look bad.
The ufologists.
But you know what's funny?
Jesus Lord.
I think they're, I mean, the universe is so massive. Do you not believe there's anything?
Oh, yeah, I do. I just don't care.
They've made contact or anything.
Shut up.
Have they seen America the last 4 years?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
that guy that went on the Senate and then those kids in, what was it? Those kids found them in the backyard? Aliens in the backyard?
Out in New Mexico?
Mexico. I wanted to say Mexico, but New Mexico. Yeah, you
know more about it than I do. I don't know any of those stories.
I think that there are different theories about it, so I won't go too deep into it. I'll just say that it's interesting. Mm-hmm. That there's always been thoughts of, you know, there's something else out there. But
it's just so big.
I mean, it's so big, but also the other thing, too, is when you think about, like, intelligent life visiting us, like, especially here in America, we're the same country that had to block off Tide Pods to keep kids from eating them.
Right.
We're the same country that had to have the FDA and I believe the CDC to tell people don't do the sleepy chicken challenge.
What is that?
It's where you boil or broil
chicken
in NyQuil.
Right.
And eat it.
Ew, that is disgusting.
Like,
isn't that so gross?
Like, why, out of all the things you could do, why that?
If they would just legalize weed, then none of this would be happening.
It's not even legalized. It's like it's just something dumb to do, or even like they've had to tell people that you to stop kissing turtles,
right?
Because they carry salmonella. Like the fact that we have to tell people not to do dumb stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying we're the most intelligent.
Like, I'm like, aliens. If there are aliens, they're like,
we'll pass.
Like, nah, we good. Hey, let's go see what's going on in Mercury. I mean, it's hot over there, but hey.
It's in retrograde over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably why everyone over here is acting so
crazy.
Silly.
Yeah. Probably. That's probably the reason.
And then I don't know if there's anything else that I think about that's just random, like the Roman Empire on a daily basis.
Or murder.
Every once in a while, I think about the time I almost got arrested in grad school. Well, I mean, it's not funny because, like, a serious crime happened. I went to MTSU for grad school, and
statute of limitations up yet on this?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But I promise you, I didn't do this.
But I guess they're not up.
But no, I hope so. But but I didn't do it. So I was going to campus to go to the library to do some work. On campus, like maybe a couple of days earlier, a woman was sexually assaulted, which is horrible. They had a, you know, wanted poster, like a, you know, this is what the guy looked like. Mm-hmm. It was me.
It looked like you.
I mean, it was.
It wasn't you, but
it wasn't me.
Shut
but,
up! I know that.
Well, I know. Just clarify.
No. He's right. It was.
I was like, they did post like a picture, and they thought it was the guy, but it was actually
like
a picture
drawing,
of Kevin.
Like,
like the description that they gave, and the draw. Me.
Like, he said, "I was like, no, it was, looked like you.
It looked like me. Like I was like,
it was me.
It wasn't me. I don't do
you.
That. It wasn't me at all. But the description looked
clarify.
Yeah, thank you, Gina. I appreciate that. I'd hate for someone to come look for me like, hey, what? No, it wasn't me. So oh the guy gosh. They said, and they had a sketch of the guy too, 5'10", wearing jeans, a hoodie, boots, medium build with a goatee." And that's exactly what I had on at that moment. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home. And you know, it was so bad. I was like, what was I doing that night in question? Because I'm like,
you're doubting yourself.
Well, no, that, but I need to have, like, what's my alibi? Because I live by myself. So I'm like,
you think about murder?
I was like,
that's like, more of a Roman Empire.
I was like, oh my goodness. Like, what if, you know, they think I did it? Fast forward to the following Monday. I'm in class. I had night class. So I got done. We're walking out. And there was a large campus police presence like for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm walking. I'm talking to one of my classmates. And the campus police officer looked me dead in the eye. I was like,
This is it.
They caught me. They got me.
I said, this is it. I'm just looking for Benson and Stable and the rest of the SVU cast to pop up like, dun, dun. What's up, man? Like, oh, no, wait a minute. Hold up.
Oh my god!
The only thing that saved me was had a girlfriend at the time, and I was on the phone with her that night that whatever happened.
Oh,
But the officer looked at me. I mean, you know, like time stops and you hear your heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's all I can hear. My classmate, he's steadily talking. I'm like, I stopped breathing. It's starting to get dark. I'm like, I think I'm about to pass out.
Yeah.
And then he just walked past me. The officer walked past me, and I walked to the library for a little bit. I got to go. My nerves are shot because.
Well, the sad truth, crazy stories like that have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, you know, just like when they give the description of the guy, and they had a sketch. I mean, it didn't fit me, but it was like, if someone saw me, it was like, ooh, let me just get on off campus for a little while.
I knew you probably watched it, Natalie. It's a great documentary on Netflix called The Long Shot. Did you watch that one? And it's about a Mexican guy who ended up being involved inside of this thing.
Oh, the Curb Your Enthusiasm saved him. Yeah.
And if he wasn't at, he ended up being at Dodger Stadium that the night of this crime or whatever. Long story short, it was a murder. He was under the thing. He didn't have an alibi. He said he was at the game, but he had no proof of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, long story short, they were actually filming an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they caught him on film there because the security cameras of the stadium and stuff had no proof of him being there. There was something with the tickets, so that didn't add up. He didn't have any proof that he was actually at the game.
And it was real?
Yes, real.
Yeah, it was a real story.
Shut up.
It's on Netflix.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's called The Long Shot.
I need your password.
For Netflix?
Yeah.
You don't have Netflix anymore?
No, I got rid of it. I can only have a couple subscriptions every now and then.
But no, so...
I need your password, he says.
But what had happened was a girl got murdered, and somehow the girl who was murdered was an informant or had testified on his cousin, and they thought it was retaliation. So they're like, oh, no, you did it. And they're like, no, I didn't.
Small world.
And then they had to sync up the time codes and all that, and that's what set him free. And the thing was, they were filming in his section.
What show is that?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It's Larry David. He also wrote Seinfeld.
He did Seinfeld. He created Seinfeld. Curb Your Enthusiasm was a big show on HBO.
In the late 90s, early 2000s. They did a reboot.
But
they have a new filming in his section, and they caught him.
On film.
Holy hell.
And that's the only proof they had.
That's the only proof. And because they were like scheduling. They're like, yo, so what was going on? They were asking him all these questions. Like, hey, so what do you remember? Da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, I remember there was like a film crew there.
Mm-hmm.
And his lawyer got to digging, found out that HBO was there.
She chased the whole thing down.
All you need is a good lawyer.
Hours and hours of footage and everything else.
They still believe he did. I'm like, how? He physically was not there.
They're just mad they got it wrong.
All right, why don't we take a quick break so we can learn more about Journey Hemp.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to come back, and I brought a box of urban legends, or so to speak, urban legends, since we're kind of on this topic anyway. And we'll just do a little bit of a game, since it's the last week of the month. That'd be kind of fun. I'll read you the quote. Or read you what the urban legend is, and then we'll find out if it's fact or fiction.
Okay.
All right. We're coming back right after this. A word from Journey Hemp. Journey Hemp and Journey on the River offers a wide range of high-quality, 50-state legal products. They have everything from tinctures and hemp flower to vaping products and edibles. Speaking of edibles, they have a delicious selection of gummies, brownies, infused slushies, and infused drinks. And if you're in the need for smoking accessories, they've got you covered with a full line of options. But it's not just the products that make Journey Hemp special. Their staff is incredibly knowledgeable and friendly, ensuring that you have a great experience every time you visit. Plus, they're open 7 days a week, so you can stop by whenever it's convenient for you. They even have a loyalty program to reward you for your continued support. With two locations to better serve you, St. Elmo, and now on the North Shore, next to the Walking Bridge. So why wait? Your journey to wellness and relaxation starts at Journey Hemp and Journey on the River.
Completely over the top, ridiculous, and stupid.
I can't stand around talking about silly things.
Oh, it's even more stupid than you could possibly imagine.
Let's play Gino's Stupid Silly Game.
Hey, what's up? Hello. We are going to play Urban Legend, Fact or Fiction. I'm going to read you guys an urban legend, and you just have to decide whether it's fact or fiction according to this game.
Okay. Course,
that's the whole thing with these urban legends. Here we go. The Amityville Horror. Did you see that movie yet?
No.
It's a creepy one. It's a scary movie. It's the true story of the DeFeo family that was murdered in their New York home. The next family who lived in the home was a family called the Lutzes. They found the house to be violently haunted by a demon.
I hope it's real.
Real or fiction?
I think it's real.
It's actually an urban legend. Oh, it's not real. It's not real. The lawyer for the man convicted of murdering the DeFeo family admitted to fabricating the story with the Lutzes. The lawyer was hoping for a retrial for his client. The Lutzes were hoping for fame and fortune, but still the legend that is the true story endures. Perhaps it's a darn good one.
That is a darn good one.
It's a good movie, too. If you guys haven't seen, if you like horror movies.
I don't.
Scary movies? No. Don't watch it because it's really scary.
I don't like
And they come
suspense.
Out with a few different versions of it. And it's a pretty good one, though. All right, here we go. Bee sting venom can kill HIV.
No. Fiction.
I've never heard this either. This game, it says it's fact.
What year was this game put out?
Research scientists
look at the box.
Have proven that a specific component of bee sting venom can kill strains of HIV in the lab. However, there's no upside to getting, stung by a bee.
Let me see the box, please.
Yeah, I'm going to look right now. Because, yeah, I mean, maybe that's...
This is why Kevin wins every time, because it's so outdated.
It's just fake.
What are you trying to say? I keep up with everything.
I know, because you keep up with everything that's ever been said.
It came out in 2016.
Okay, this game is
2016.
Dated.
I mean, it's probably true, but it's
dated.
Probably,
I'm sure there's something in there that
makes
that true.
But it's probably not good for humans.
But it's not like you can just use bee venom to kill HIV.
All right.
Well, granted, you think they'd be doing more research into that.
We're 0 for 0 at this point.
The number of trees on Earth dwarfs the number of stars in the Milky Way galaxy.
That is true.
Yes, that is fact.
Oh, you didn't even give me a chance.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
I thought you guys were answering together like that mind meld game.
Oh, yeah.
It says, no one knows the exact number for either case. Estimates from scientists put the number of stars between 100 to 400 billion. The number of trees, about 3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, we'll do one more.
A lot of firewood.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do a different one. We already did one, something similar to that. These are kind of silly. I've never actually read
the games
this
for 20 years ago.
Teens on a date heard a radio report about an escaped murderer who had a hook for a hand. After hearing a strange noise, they drove home. When they got out of the car, they found the bloody hook caught on the door handle
that
of their car.
That is so dope. I hope this is true. Fact.
Is that fact or an urban legend?
100%
urban
legend. Fact.
Yeah, it's an urban legend.
Shit.
This story has
you can't go to prison with a metal
ways in books, movies, and campfire tales.
Like, you can't take a metal object.
They just said
into
a murderer.
Prison. But no, it said he escaped from prison.
Yeah, it was like he escaped. He had a metal hook. He escaped. Like, there's always like an extra lever.
Of course,
layer.
You gotta.
Have
think
you seen
of
the movie
it.
Urban Legend?
No.
Oh, you guys don't like horror movies. God, we're gonna have a boring October.
No, we can. We should do that though.
Wanna
like because our
movies?
Best TikTok was me getting the shit scared out of me at Dread Hollow.
I know that's happening next week. By the way, speaking of Dread Hollow.
I gotta refill my Xanax.
Hey.
Speaking of that, next week, 1 week from when this episode airs on the 5th, we are going to Dread Hollow. Their theme this year is camp, summer camp.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
Gino, all I can say is,
hey
Natalie, yo, ease up on the makeup because your face was imprinted in the back of his hoodie.
So the next day, yeah, last year. Gino apparently was wearing a black hoodie and the next day wore that same hoodie to Oktoberfest at the Chattanooga Market, which is the following week.
Weekend,
so we're going to be there on Saturday. And I literally was like, Gino, is that my face? And
it was back
in imprint
the
of my face where makeup was on that. Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
So Dread Hollow, check them out too. And Gluten Free Radio, by the way, if you listen to Hits 96, they're giving away tickets.
Yes,
so
they are.
There you go. So Dread Hollow, we'll give you, that's what we can talk about next week because we won't know last week because we have to record the episode.
Yeah.
In the week after, the second week of October, we can tell you all about our tale of Natalie's woe.
It's gonna be so bad.
Like, if you want, you can actually follow us and find out the old video, the one that you're talking about.
Yeah,
our most
we should reshare
TikTok.
It.
Yeah, we will. We can. You should. We will.
Watching Natalie pass out was hilarious.
I didn't pass out.
Well, she didn't pass out, but watching her just lose her mind.
Remember
was...
the Bubba guy at the end? It's my favorite part of the video. You in the parking lot.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back
and
watch it.
My little nephew loves the part when you get scared when the clown comes out behind us.
Yeah, that was the worst.
It's a fun video. Make sure you go check that. We'll share it on our socials.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I think that concludes another episode of Hey, What's Up? Hello. You guys agree?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye. See you next week.
This has been Hey, What's Up? Hello, the Hits 96 podcast with DJ Kevin Hayes, Natalie, and Gino D. Make sure to follow us on all social media and to like and subscribe. Please note that the views, opinions, and content expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views, opinions, or policies of Bayhackle Communications.